welcome back to a very special episode of Dirtcast. I am here with my co-host, Megan Reynolds.
Hello, it's me.
It is her. Mm. And today we are going to be discussing the Academy Awards with two very special guests. You may know them from a multitude of things. Big Time Dicks, Who Weekly, formerly this very podcast. We have Joanna Rothkopf and Bobby Finger.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Wow. Thanks for the enthusiasm, guys.
I know Joanna from 60 Second Movie Synopsis.
That's actually
what
how I know.
What do you call it, 60
Joanna
Seconds?
Joanna Explains.
It's called Joanna Explains.
Joanna Explains.
That's how okay. I know Joanna, too, actually.
So these are this really great video series Joanna is doing where she just describes Oscar-nominated movies, and she is a
I assume that's how I got my invitation to this event.
That is.
I feel like the scene of Allison Williams eating the Fruit Loops and drinking the milk is a very important scene in the history of cinema. Later, she meets my boyfriend and my son, Timothée Chalamet. He has his hair like this. He plays in a band. They have sex. She loses her virginity to him, and he's like, I've already had sex.
You're gonna so much unspecial sex in your life.
Call Me By Your Name was directed by Luca Guadagnino. It's set in 1980s Northern Italy. It stars my boyfriend, Timothée Chalamet, my other boyfriend, Armie Hammer, and my boyfriend and my dad, Michael Stuhlbarg.
I'm still laughing at Joanna referring to Timothée Chalamet as my boyfriend and my son.
And then what is the dad? What's the dad's name in that movie?
Michael Stuhlbarg?
Yeah, he's your father and your husband.
The family tree's a little, well, tangled, those roots.
It's tangled.
And a little
it's
fucked up.
Everyone is of age.
Everyone
so
is of age.
It's just incest. It's not anything else.
Well, that's good. So the way these Joanna Explained things came to be is that Joanna explained the plot of Mother! Exclamation point to the staff, and it was so funny that I decided I never had to see the movie, and everybody else was like, you need to do this on film.
I still haven't seen Mother.
Yeah, see? It worked for Bobby, too.
I can't completely credit you for that, but it was a factor, because I was just like, it was a lot of it was like, okay, I don't need to see it anymore, but I felt like after a few weeks, I had heard enough spoilers that I wouldn't have been as surprised by it as everyone else was.
Yeah.
And I almost felt like I can do something else with 90 minutes.
Why are you in my house? That's all I need to know is Joanna just saying that.
I read a spoiler the day after it came out. Then I was like,
people keep saying that it can't really be spoiled, but I've managed to avoid Annihilation spoilers, so I'm excited.
Oh, I also have avoided Annihilation spoilers.
I saw that film on Sunday.
Can it be spoiled?
I mean, I don't know what the fuck you'd be...
I heard about the music that's like, wah, 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 wah. There's like a wah, 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 wah. There's a noise. It's like the noise is the big thing at the end.
The noise is not
spoiler alert.
The big wah, thing wah, at the end. Yeah. It was quite the movie.
I read the book, so I don't...
It's so different from the books.
Yeah, apparently.
In
and this is just something
way,
that someone told me, and I am
in my
repeating
opinion.
It without... Yeah. Confirming, oh, which is
cool.
That the director of the movie, whose name I can't remember.
Alex Garland. The Beach.
Writer of The Beach.
Ex Machina. Mm-hmm.
Director of Ex Machina.
Blank. Other stuff.
He, I guess, had a very specific idea of how he wanted it to end, but the studio was like, no, we don't want it to end that way, because basically we want to prepare for sequels, which the books already have sequels, so it's what do you need to prepare for? But he got his way only for the theatric version, and so the DVD versions and versions that are going to air on
international
on HBO or whatever are going to be different.
Wow.
And again, have not confirmed this fact. Just am repeating it as was told to me.
Doesn't seem like it's even going to be successful enough to have sequels. It's not doing well, I guess.
No. And
right?
the end was, in my esteemed opinion, appalling. So...
Oh.
Do with that what you will. No, no one else. I'm the only person who's...
I still think I want to see it.
I mean, no, you should see it. You should totally see it. See it. Don't let me stop you. I would never stop you. I'm just saying the end is fucking stupid.
I'm going to see Annihilation. Okay. I'm going to see Game Night. I'm going to see Phantom Thread again. And then I'll be good.
Okay. Bobby is a real threadhead.
I love Phantom Thread.
I also love Phantom
It was a good movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Every time.
What?
Every time it's better. Every time.
I need to watch
it I literally
it again.
Have held off on Joanna's 60-second explainer.
Don't
I
oh,
no,
watch
no,
my
yeah.
explainer.
Wait, you have an explainer for Phantom Thread? I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah. It was from last week.
It's pretty good. It's pretty wonderful.
I think that is one you should not watch if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Well, all right. The Oscars are coming up. Very exciting. Everyone in this room seems thrilled, myself included. This Sunday.
The Super Bowl of Hollywood.
The Super Bowl of Hollywood, putting a nice end to awards season, which is great. Because then we don't have to think about this shit for at least 6 months.
Like, what a miserable award season.
True.
It's been.
Mm-hmm.
True. It's But I don't know. Some movies were nominated. Some of them were good. Some of them were bad. Most of us have seen almost all of them. Is that an accurate read?
I have not seen the Three Billboards one.
I won't see it. And I have not seen it.
I've seen all of the Best Picture nominees except for one.
Which is Get Out.
Joanna avoided Get Out. She was like, I don't know about this.
Except for Darkest Hour.
Can you tell me what the fuck that movie is?
Darkest Hour?
Uh-huh. Just like, I don't know. No. Oh, can someone? Sorry, not you.
I mean, I could,
Just like anyone.
It's like when Winston Churchill became prime minister, all the other prime ministers and like everyone else in British Parliament were like, we don't like him. Like, he sucks. And
all
all the other ministers.
The gathered ministers.
They're like, we don't like him. He sucks. He's bad for this country. He's bad for this kingdom. And then he sort of becomes Winston Churchill of legend. Like, it's sort of like everything leading up to Dunkirk and how he proved his worth.
So you're just telling me it's the prequel to Dunkirk.
It's the prequel
to
Dunkirk.
So I should watch it because I haven't
seen
Dunkirk.
It's Gary Oldman in Winston Churchill prosthetics, a Winston Churchill accent.
So much. It's so, I don't know how they did that.
It really is crazy.
Hard pass.
And then who's the Kristen Scott Thomas is like, you're wonderful. Like, I love you. Don't let them drag you down.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like in the trailer, it's like Kristen Scott Thomas being like, you're my husband. Like, very to be encouraging. But that's her role.
Let me see your true qualities, your lack of vanity.
Yeah, my lion will.
Your sense of humor.
Ho, ho, ho.
I guess I won't see that.
I love Kristen Scott Thomas, and it's such like, I don't want, it's such a bummer to see her just like, I am a wife.
I agree. Yeah.
This is my job.
I mean, I thought it was fine, but there's the one Kristen Scott Thomas scene that I remember pretty vividly is like, she's like paying their bills. I feel like she's at a desk and she's like, we're running out of money. Like, I'm paying the bills. And it's like, I don't know why it stood out to me, but it's like, this is her character. Like, she runs the household.
Oh, my God. Because
he's always drunk.
Oh, wow. That sounds scintillating.
Wait, that was just Gary Oldman being drunk, right? That wasn't a character choice. It was just
drunk.
Okay, so the Best Picture nominees are The Darkest Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And?
It's just Darkest Hour.
Okay. We get it.
Thank you.
You haven't seen it. We get it.
Okay.
Darkest Hour.
Uh-huh. Call Me by Your Name. Dunkirk. Get Out. Lady Bird. Phantom Thread. The Post. The Shape of Water. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Okay. Actually, the Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Whatever.
I hate you both.
So those are the picture nominees. Yay. Whom do you think will win? Anyone?
The Shape of Water or Get Out.
I agree, actually.
I heard a very convincing argument on another podcast recently where they were talking about the preferential ballot. There might be a lot of disagreement for number one, but it seems like a lot of people might put Get Out as their number two.
Oh.
And so, which is kind of what happened last year. So it's like, if you get enough of number two, then like you could overtake number one, which would be very cool.
Oh my God, I love that.
I would love it if Get Out won.
Me too. That's what
That'd
I want
be amazing.
To win.
I mean, my cynical idea is that Three Billboards is going to
win.
Yes, that's my cynical
which I feel like people have brought up a lot of times.
Like, why award Get Out when we can just award a bunch of white people saying the N-word over and over again?
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of like voters, when they like hear fuck enough times, they think that what they're watching is
something.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's like for a reason. But I also want to share my boyfriend who's in the film industry, he just has opinions. So
he directed Darkest Hour.
He directed Darkest Hour. I just wanted to
Oscar
share his opinion
really?
Because he often has good opinions.
Okay.
His hot take is that he thinks Phantom Thread could win, even though it hasn't won on it.
Oh, interesting. I can see
because there are a lot of thread heads in the Academy.
Ooh.
Wow.
I just
wanted to bring it up as an idea.
Bobby just unbuttoned a button.
I just got a hot flash. I got to fan myself.
I also don't want to like give too much weight to like my anonymous boyfriend in the film industry's opinion, because that like sounds stupid. But I did want to raise it.
I can see that happening. Does the Academy like Paul Thomas Anderson, generally speaking?
His movies get Best Picture nominations.
But do they often win?
No.
No.
I don't think he's ever won a Best Picture nomination. The Academy loves Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood.
Right. But they
The Master didn't get much love.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There will be blood. There will be blood on the streets of New York.
Sean Connery.
I don't know who that was.
That was Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, it was? Oh, wow.
Phantom Fred.
Bane in front of an oil derrick.
I didn't realize Daniel Day-Lewis was joining us.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, cool.
In addition, he's taking a break from his cobblery.
Making couture.
That sounds great. Phantom Thread. I hadn't heard that. I'm a fan of Joanna's boyfriend.
I think it's just a hot take to share and to chew on.
Is your boyfriend Darren Aronofsky? Yeah.
He is.
In the film industry.
Well, that would be fun if Phantom Thread won, but I do think it's either going to be the fish fucking movie or I blacked out briefly.
Get Out.
Yeah.
I think it's either going to be the fish fucking movie or the Billboard movie.
I agree with Maddie.
So if you had your druthers, Phantom Thread would win?
My favorite two on the list are Phantom Thread and Call Me By Your Name. But I think Phantom Thread is my favorite on that list.
Yeah.
My favorites versus what I think I would love to win Best Picture kind of like overlap. My favorites are Call Me By Your Name, Phantom Thread, and Get Out. I think it would just be the best if Get Out won. And maybe like Phantom Thread could win Best Director or something. I know that's not what you asked, but like Phantom Thread or Get Out winning, I think would be good.
Yes.
What did you ask me?
I asked if you had your druthers who would win.
Yeah.
I mean, you answered it.
Get Out or Phantom Thread?
It would be Get Out, but that's who I would want to win. But I still don't think it would be crazy if it happened and I would be very happy, but I think it's probably going to be the Billboard.
Again, so Get Out would be your choice.
Get Out is my choice. I don't know why I'm like hedging it with like what I think is actually going to happen. Yes, right. Get Out. Get Out.
Because you don't want to set yourself up for disappointment.
I mean, I set myself up for disappointment every single day, and it's fine.
My favorite movie of the year was not nominated at all.
Blah. Right?
I loved The Florida Project so much. I'm so surprised at like how little hype it's gotten.
For a long time, everyone was hyping Willem Dafoe as like the front runner for Best Supporting Actor, and then Sam Rockwell was like, it's me saying the N-word all the time and being on fire.
Oh my God. This movie sounds so bad.
It's really bad.
It's quite bad.
It's worse. The more you think about it, the worse it gets. And that's truly the case. Every time I think about it again, I remember something else that happened.
Fewer and fewer layers.
Yeah.
Like, the complexity of the movie erases.
There's where, like, spoiler alert, Frances McDormand throws like a Molotov cocktail into a police station that is somehow like empty, like as though police stations don't usually have someone on duty.
Sure.
And it's on fire and it's clearly her. No one else is on the street. And then like Peter Dinklage shows up and she's like, he can tell that she set this police station
on
fire.
She's the only one there, I assume.
Then Sam Rockwell comes out and he's on fire. And
what?
I guess the cop
shows,
an ambulance shows up immediately and she's just there. And they're like, what are you doing here, ma'am? And she's like, I was just with my friend. And no one questions her.
No like, one's it's like, just, you didn't do this,
No one has ever
bitch.
Seen more guilty than Frances McDormand
like,
at this moment.
Like, in a coverall outfit.
And it's just like,
and, like,
well,
holding,
okay.
Holding
like,
three extra Molotov cocktails.
In case the first one didn't take.
It's just... It's wild.
Also, one other thing I want to say about Three Billboards, which is also, I guess, a spoiler, is that she has a best friend in the movie who's black. And a minor plot point in the movie is that the racist police arrest her for marijuana possession. And then she disappears for 45 minutes when she's in jail. And then comes back at the end to help her paint her billboard.
Are you fucking kidding
she's
me?
She's just there again.
She's just there and like smiles and they're like, hey girl. And she's like, I'm back.
And then there's like, a wink to like a potential relationship between her and like the other black person in
single
town.
Single other black person.
And they're like, they look at each other and it's like, ooh.
Wasn't this movie directed by a Scottish child. Man?
Yeah, by Malcolm
Martin McDonagh.
Mr. McWhatever.
It's very like, I've never been to a small town in America, but like, this is like, academically, this is what I've studied,
Lord.
And like, this is what they're like, and here's
it's like
my...
a comedy of errors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, let me write a controversial play.
The town makes no sense. I don't know
It's in Missouri.
The town makes no sense.
Hebbing. And thank you.
And Frances McDormand's job is she works at a gift shop.
What?
In this town.
She's at a gift shop?
Why does this town have a gift stop?
Isn't it like
gift
a one-horse podunk your situation?
Life? It doesn't make any
does
sense.
Does she have a home?
She has a home. She has a nice little home.
I'm not surprised.
And she just works at the gift shop with her best friend.
She's a child?
Well, she had a child.
Do you know the premise of the movie?
No, I don't know anything about this movie because it sounds fucking awful.
Her daughter gets raped and murdered and like set on fire. Oh. And so this is like a year later.
Okay.
And no one has... they haven't found the killers.
Sure.
And so she takes her money and she rents these three billboards that say, hey, how come Chief Willoughby? It's been a year and no rest. Like, what are you going to do about it? And it tears the town apart.
Three wives.
Yeah.
That sounds so bad. Mm-hmm. And I am never going to see this film. This has been all I need about this movie.
Hi, it's me.
Oh my God.
And what's his name is in it? And who's in the Florida Project for like 2 minutes?
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Caleb Landry Jones.
Yeah. Oh, from, isn't he also in Get Out?
Oh,
he's
yeah, yeah.
the gross brother with like the, what I thought was an accent, but might have been a lisp.
One thing I'll say.
Something's going on there, yeah.
About him is, I don't know if I've ever seen an actor who could so well play like, white collar asshole and blue collar asshole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like he really true. Like yeah. can be I like mean, a little like shitty prep school bitch, you
we
know?
Have, and then like two kings of the Oscars this year who are both in three Oscar nominated
movies.
Oh my
God, please.
Caleb Landry Jones and Michael Stuhlbarg.
Oh, your dad yeah. and husband.
Oh my God, your father and husband.
My father and my husband.
What else is husband Papa in?
Michael Stuhlbarg's in Call Me By Your Name.
Yes.
He's also in The Shape of Water.
Yes.
As the Russian.
Yes.
I'm in love with The Shape of Water.
And The Post.
Oh, yeah. He's
oh, yeah.
In the Post.
I mean, who isn't in The
who
Post?
Isn't
I didn't see
in
that
one.
I gave
question.
My screener to my dad because I was like, I think you'll let this. Just seems good. Like a good father movie. And I left
the,
it.
The ending of The Post is like the funniest thing.
Oh, my God.
The funniest thing in the year is the ending of The Post because it's like, bum, 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 bum. It's like, guess what's next? And then it just like ends. It ends with like Watergate. It ends
what?
With like.
It ends like, with literally a shot of Watergate and somebody. Breaking it.
Are you kidding me?
It's like it's
no.
like it's like them being like, job well done. Like, we saved the Post. Like, journalism is great. Hope we'll have another big story soon. And then it's like shows Watergate. And then it's like directed by Steven Spielberg.
I'm going to die
it's
right
so
now
funny.
In this room.
It's so funny.
The only thing
have you not seen it?
No.
It's so funny.
Over the holidays, it was like the fam was gonna watch it.
Yeah.
And I immediately was like, I take nap now.
Yeah.
It really was like it truly does feel
me.
Like the setup for
I
a
really
sequel.
Missed
it literally
that
and this
in
sequel
my
is all the president
yeah, yeah.
And Steven Spielberg yeah. is like, allow me to do the prequel. Like nobody asked.
Nobody wanted this, but yeah. I will do it. The only thing I know about that movie is that Meryl Streep wears a gold caftan
oh, she looks
and
great.
Makes a telephone call.
Band of Thread should win several. Best costume, but like The Post should get honorable mention just for that one.
What
for
if
the caftan.
Band of Thread didn't win best costume?
That would be nuts.
What else is nominated for best costume?
Oh
probably like Planet of the Apes or something.
Oh, not in
that
mind.
Was
yeah,
another
yeah,
movie
yeah.
that I would like to see get a little
oh,
more hype.
Oh,
I remember
that.
One. I did love
the
it.
The War
too.
Of the Planet of the Apes.
I've seen it twice.
Thank I sobbed you. Through the whole thing.
I don't with the monkeys. I don't know.
Yeah, and then
oh,
like Ape
so
Hitler
good,
is like Woody Harrelson is Ape Hitler.
What Ape Hitler?
Ape Hitler. Yeah.
You guys are saying this like it's real.
He's so it's like because it's literally Megan.
Yes.
It's. God, my headphones are coming
up.
Down.
I'm like having
it's,
a panic
it's
attack.
You're watching it, and I understand. I teared up too because it's like you're watching the end of humanity, and
oh.
you know the movie ends with like humans fucking themselves over.
Sure,
that's what the
yeah.
And
yeah,
so
okay.
it
Thank
just
you.
And so you're just like watching them slowly get to the point where they destroy each other, and you
oh.
know what's happening, and
oh.
these apes are just sort of like collateral damage, and they're like
oh.
we're trying to fix this or just
Ew.
Leave.
Yeah,
and then okay. Ape Hitler. Fucks everything up.
Keep saying Ape Hitler. Okay.
Basically, Woody Harrelson is like man's last stand, mm-hmm. and he is a monkey racist. He hates monkeys.
Okay.
And apes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not just monkeys, apes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It is the planet of the apes.
But not planet
the
of the monkeys. Cool.
And he like puts them in like basically concentration camps.
Oh, that's bad.
And then there's like a little baby ape that's like.
No, that's also bad.
And that, I think.
Okay.
Oh. I went to go see that with my partner and then two friends of his who I had never met before. And I was like, I started
bawling?
Crying like weirdly early.
Interesting.
Just because like, sorry, the eyes of an orangutan Oh, what could be more expressive?
So soft.
It's so good.
And I just started, and I was like audibly in like the Williamsburg cinema. Like
that one homeless one who lives in the amusement park.
Oh, Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn.
Wait, that's Steve Zahn? Yes.
Okay, so while watching it.
The sweet little simple ape.
While watching it, my boyfriend's friends kept calling it Steve Zahn ape. And I was like, haha, that's funny. Because it's like wearing like a little like knit hat and a vest. And then like it was like 3 days later that my boyfriend was like, no, that was played by Steve Zahn.
Oh,
that was the joke.
That's so cute. Yeah.
Bot ape.
I don't know if I'm sold on this.
It's
Megan,
it genuinely is really good.
All the eight movies are great.
I never saw any of the
second
films.
One is, the second one's very disturbing.
Okay.
And the third one is also very disturbing, but it's like,
and the first one is emotional and moving.
Mm-hmm.
Even with Franco.
Even with Franco.
Maybe one day I will watch all three of them back to back.
I'm sorry.
It's a good day.
John Lithgow in that movie plays like a guy who's like dying of dementia in the first one. But when it was described to me, someone confused John Lithgow with John Lovitz. And so like I was like, you're telling me that this like movie is good.
Horrible confusion.
I don't know.
John Lovitz.
I'm trying to think of how to do it. John do you Lovitz have impression,
one?
But I don't, have
it.
I'm not
good. You can talk.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
What is your guys' favorite, like, weird category that, like, is maybe not the most popular ones that you guys look forward to?
I always look forward to original score, but I feel like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's, like, one of the big ones, because I really don't care about the other one. Costumes is fun,
yeah.
But I think everyone loves costumes.
Costumes is fun because the people who accept them are always such weirdos.
They're like real eccentrics.
And they're super pumped.
And I like how they always show
like the sketches and all the
them.
Things. I like that too.
And I like the visuals for screenplay are always fun too because they show like a page.
Yeah, the script.
I like that.
Those three?
I really like animated short. Because always just like these like sweet nerds who like can't believe they're there.
Yeah, I do like the sweet
and
nerds
and are sat like so far away.
They like run up
and then they're
the
just
stage.
Like ah! And then it's just then they. I always think that is very
that's nice
charming.
I like costume. I like anyone. Like editing is always kind of funny. I just like any category where someone who has to like either run from like the balcony to the stage in 20 seconds and then say a speech and accept the award without like tripping, falling, or crying is always a good one. So that would be like the Stooms, maybe the like not editing. I don't know where they usually seat them. I feel like they're usually like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to sprint, but it's not as much of a sprint. Because I don't really give a shit. I mean, movies are great. I love a movie. Mm. Movies are fabulous. Win the awards. Good night. Do it all over again. But
I think you're missing the point of the Oscars, which are that actors are the best people in the world.
In the world.
Oh.
So. The whole world.
I've been watching them wrong my whole life. Yeah.
It's really just that they are perfect.
Oh.
And we are all dirt.
Wow. I have to reconsider everything.
The only
I've
job
done.
That matters.
Yeah.
The only job that matters.
I do like have heroes. To rethink my life. Yes.
Documentary short is usually because if someone's going to make a political statement, they're going to do it at documentary short.
That's true.
It's usually like a very passionate,
like
little
people.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know they're never going to like have that platform again.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Do you guys think this is on our list? And I think we all have an answer that is Mother was not nominated for anything, I don't think. Is that right?
No, it was
not a single thing. I take it no one in here is surprised.
I
Bobby,
think
you have not seen it. I understand.
Wait,
who has seen it?
You.
Oh, us too.
Oh.
I fell asleep in the middle.
How?
I was really stoned.
Okay.
And then I woke up and was like, and then I went to bed.
Well, I, as the only person who's seen it from front to back, who was painfully awake throughout all 6 hours
of
it, I'm not surprised.
I guess the only thing that surprises me is that it felt like such Oscar bait when it came out. And then the surprise was that it got not great reviews.
Right.
And then Aronofsky and Lawrence were both like, yeah, that's what we meant it to do.
Yeah. And like, knew.
I think it could. I mean, I don't have any idea how you judge special effects, sound editing, sound mixing. But I feel like those guys didn't deserve to be ignored. But Darren Aronofsky certainly did.
Yeah. The Foley artist who like got like a spine snap really deserved to.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite interview moments of the year is when last year was when Darren Aronofsky was talking about, you know, his creative process writing the screenplay and like how quickly he did it and when he decided what the title was. You remember this? And he says, he was like, I mean, so serious. But it's like, I remember like being at my computer and, you know, typing out Mother and then, you know, Shift One. it's I think that's very close to verbatim. It's not verbatim, but it's very close. But he's like, Shift One. Like it was some miraculous achievement and like, you know, creativity.
That is incredible. Shift One.
It just needed that exclamation mark. Shift One. Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it. Oh. Talking to Entertainment Weekly, he said, the very first thing I wrote before I started on the script were the 6 letters of Mother, and then I paused for a second. I remember this so clearly. I pressed Shift One and put the exclamation point. The title was there before I wrote a word.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's worse than I. The title is
it's
a word.
It's worse than you said. Yeah.
Shift One.
Wow.
What?
Shift
One.
What a brilliant.
I hate every
little weasel.
Person.
Jennifer Lawrence was talking to someone, the gross. WTF thing, and she's talking about like Phantom Thread. She said she turned off Phantom Thread after 3 minutes because she was like, I don't need to watch a thing about like narcissistic artists who take their craft too seriously or whatever. He's like, and she says, like, I've had enough of that. And then everyone was like, and then the story I read had an update on it that was Jennifer Lawrence reached out afterwards and to Marc Maron and confirmed that it was not about Darren Aronofsky. And everyone was like, yeah, right.
Yeah, you fucking
come on.
Idiot. Shut up. Oh, God. Let's talk briefly about Joanna's son and boyfriend.
Ooh.
Oh. Timothy?
Timothee. It's spelled the asshole way, but is it pronounced Timothee?
Well, to his credit, his dad is French.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not trying to give him any more credit than that. I just mean, like, it wasn't like he just was like,
it's not like they,
fancy New York parents who were like, ta, Timothee.
Yeah.
Is it Timothee or is it
It's Timothee.
He said in an interview recently, he's like, the proper pronunciation is Timothee, but he's like, I'm never going to correct anybody on it because I don't want to sound like a dick.
I thought I got corrected recently.
Didn't you?
For calling him Timothee. Someone was like, it's Timothee.
Well, I think it's just because he only says
Timothee.
Everyone says Timothee. But yeah. It's because he's sick of it.
But really, his friends call him Timmy.
Oh.
Ansel Elgort has demonstrated.
Oh, that's right. Do you think he's going to win for the thing that he's nominated for?
I do not.
I think Gary Oldman, there's no way Gary Oldman could lose.
Yeah.
But I think if anyone wins, I think he's like the far second.
Yeah.
Probably.
Who else is nominated in that category?
It's Timothee, Daniel Day-Lewis, Daniel Kaluuya, Gary Oldman, and Denzel Washington.
Here is my argument
for
the acting categories.
Okay.
Is that Bria from The Florida Project should win everyone.
Interesting, as she is not nominated.
But specifically for her real-life Instagram.
Okay. So
that's... Do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
I can't pronounce her last name because it's Lithuanian, but it's complicated. But it's at Chronic Flowers because loves weed.
She
and
does.
All of her pictures, she just, like, it's the most life-affirming thing. If you ever want to just be like, I want to feel alive.
Look at her.
Follow the star of The Florida Project on Instagram.
Chronic Flowers. I'm gonna follow it right now.
Why not?
The very best one, which I've told Megan about so many times.
I've heard this twice now.
Yes. She's like doing like the thought squat in front of a Cheesecake Factory. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
And
it
then
is good.
The caption is all caps, and it just says, "Why do you got to fight with me at a Cheesecake Factory? You know I love it here."
She's
and I'm just like, I feel, I don't know. Give her all the awards.
There she is.
Got her.
Yep. I'll do it.
Thank you. See again if I've done one good thing.
Spread the
gospel.
I'm sure it's going to like come out tomorrow that she's racist or something.
Everyone eventually disappoints you. So.
Yes.
I'm not saying that I know anything.
It's just something they
know. It came out that Gary Oldman like probably beat up his ex-wife.
Oh,
but
right.
He's still going to win an Oscar.
That's not new news.
It's not new. Yeah, like it resurfaced after his nominations. People were like, don't forget, this happened.
Yeah,
like
in the
early 90s.
It's so fucking, oh, God.
I like that Mary J. Blige is nominated for an Oscar for supporting actress for Mudbound, a movie that I did not see, but my sister, I was in the same room while someone was watching it. I also fell asleep. Not the fault of the movie, purely my own fault. It looked, what I woke up for occasionally looked good.
She was great in it.
Yeah, she's really
good
in it.
And I'm just glad that she is nominated. But I still think in the supporting actress category, I hope it's Laurie Metcalf. I had a lot of issues with Lady Bird, but I really thought Laurie Metcalf was phenomenal.
I feel like one of my least popular opinions is that I like unapologetically like Greta Gerwig a lot.
Same.
Yeah, me too. No. And then another unpopular opinion is that I think Allison Janney's going to win. And I just think like of all those performances, it's like very clearly the worst.
Yeah.
It's like the least effort.
I love Allison Janney. Yeah. I would do any single thing that she asked me to do. But
cool.
And I want her to win every award.
If we're talking about like this was a better performance as like the mother was Catherine Keener. Like Allison Janney, I think Catherine Keener in Get Out was great. Yeah. No one cared about it. I watched Get Out again recently and was just like, she's so good in this.
She's
and
really
so
fucking
is
good
Betty
in that
Gabriel
movie.
Is so good in that.
Yep, and she should have been
then,
nominated.
Like
I think.
Anyone over Catherine Keener, Allison Janney.
God, I love Catherine Keener so much.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting that Leslie Manville got nominated.
Oh, yeah.
She's great and fan
She's
thread.
Great.
Octavia Spencer was also nominated for a role that she plays often.
Yeah, I don't feel like she had that much to do in Shape of Water.
Yeah,
she didn't.
That movie needed her.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, we need a chatty, chatty Kathy since this woman's mute. So it was like a funny role, but it wasn't anything.
Yeah.
I love Laurie Metcalf also.
It's
like a very strong category
as far as
the supporting actress role is always the stackedest because like all the best actress nominees are like young, pretty, like ingenuity women. Mm-hmm. And so these are like the good, older, established, prestige women who, like,
who really
pulled it out.
Yeah.
I actually thought Margot Robbie was better than Allison Janney was in I, Tonya.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't like I, Tonya.
I wasn't expecting – I didn't
nominated.
Like
– She is.
She is. For
I,
the,
didn't
I mean,
like,
but there's no way she's going to win.
Hell no.
Well, she's against Sally Hawkins, Frances McDormand, Saoirse Ronan, and Meryl.
I didn't love I, Tonya, but I like Margot in it.
Yeah, same.
And I thought that final scene of her in court is like excellent.
Yeah.
Do you think Sally Hawkins will get it?
I think Fran McDermott.
Franny. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Franny's going home with it.
Again, I have not and will not engage with that film.
Maybe, who do we think is the number two? Like, is it Saoirse or is it Sally?
I think it's Sally.
I think
it's Sally.
Sally probably, of
Oscars
those five.
Love a mute.
They love a woman who doesn't speak.
They do.
Did you know that the sign language she does in Shape of Water isn't real sign language?
She doesn't surprise me.
She just like made it up.
Wow. Oh.
Her delicate.
Delicate gestures.
That's not a real fact.
Oh, you were a liar.
I was like, oh, wow.
Sally.
Tell me more.
I was like, oh, my mind's open to learn a fact from my friend.
Close it.
That would be crazy if she was just like.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Be so rude.
I mean, it would be rude, but you know what? Ruder things have happened. Apparently, Three Billboards was a very rude thing that is now nominated for many awards. So. Do you think it's going to be Coco or Boss Baby for animated feature?
Coco.
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand, oh my God.
Ferdinand, actually.
I love seeing the cabs that have the Ferdinand branding that have the bullhorns.
Oh, yeah.
It cracks me up. So Ferdinand, then. No, yes. No, probably Coco, I assume. Boss Baby. Am I the only one in this room who has seen Boss Baby?
I've seen it on mute.
That's a good way to watch it. I watched it on a plane.
Yeah, I was at a friend's house. Mm. And she had it on mute the entire time. Like, wow. It was for a birthday party. And nice. It was just on the screen. And everyone was captivated.
I mean,
and instead of turning it off mute, the host was like, and then this is what's happening now. And
narrated.
So then the baby. and every few minutes, you would get like a narration, like a catch-up.
What's going on?
And the baby is a boss.
the baby is a boss.
The baby should have been in management, but the baby got sent to humans instead.
That's
the
true. All of that is true. I haven't seen Coco yet. I would like to.
I've heard it's very, very beautiful.
I heard many tears.
Me too.
Tears and things. Who doesn't love a good cry? Mm.
The plane thing made me think about how, so I just recently flew from Orlando to New York.
Is that how they pronounce
and
it?
Like basically any, like you will watch a movie on a plane,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And this was JetBlue, so you have like DirecTV and then like the chance, like some movie selections. And it was Three Billboards. And I instead watched 5 SVUs.
Nice.
That's the right decision.
It's only recently striking me how crazy that show is. Like one of the episodes was about a pedophile who was ripped in half by a train, but also had a bullet in him.
What?
And then they were just like, it's like the ME comes in and she's just like, yeah, well, you're going to have to dig the slugs out as well. Like,
oh,
it's
my
just
Lord.
Like, and it's just like, there was semen everywhere on
Ew,
the ceiling. On
Jesus
the, like,
Christ.
It's just so there's nuts.
There's
semen
always semen
everywhere. In every episode.
Like, it's just, painted
everywhere.
The walls
semen
are painted with
everywhere.
Semen.
Like a lawn sprinkler.
A lawn.
Just the most insane.
A lawn sprinkler. That's awful.
Ah, yeah.
But true, yeah. Any concluding thoughts? I know Jimmy Kimmel's hosting, and I think that's dumb because I don't like him.
Again, I feel like one of the most offensive things Donald Trump has done has made me like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
The hosts do so little after the opening monologue that it almost doesn't matter.
That's true. That's
it
a good point.
It's crazy,
and
though,
he's
that they
be
picked
political.
A white guy.
Yeah.
It's
it is
crazy that they were not just like, we'll give it to Tina Fey. Like, you could just, like, pick the most basic white lady, and people would be like,
Tina Fey.
And the jokes about, like, the monologue is going to be so bad.
Yeah.
Unless Kimmel goes rogue, which I don't think they would let him.
No.
The monologue is going to be bad.
Mm. Yeah.
I think he'll edge rogue.
Oh. I hope they'll do, like, We Saw Your Boobs,
like
too.
Oh, my God, I forgot
like
about
how Seth MacFarlane did.
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
That's nice.
But my favorite, I think one of my favorite things about the Oscars is I love turning on the TV at 5 and watching 3 hours of red carpet.
Mm.
I love it. It's so much fun.
I think, too, but...
I think it's as entertaining as the Oscars.
Oh, I like the red carpet more than
I
the Oscars.
Yeah, it's
carpet.
Great.
Me too.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
This year I'm going to LA on vacation, so I have the Oscars start at 5.
Oh, that's
so
right.
The red carpet starts at 2?
The red carpet starts at like 9 a.m.
It's 9 a.m.
Oh, you're going with your boyfriend, Darren.
Yeah.
Oh, you and Darren
more
are doing
the
some Oscars. Industry stuff? That's cool. That's great. Congratulations.
No, we weren't invited to the Oscars.
It's
Darren,
funny.
Darren wasn't.
No.
It's funny imagining Timothy like, and Michael Stuhlbarg being like, this is my mother, wife,
daughter.
Girlfriend, yeah. Joanna.
I don't know.
Everyone watched the red carpet for that.
It's infuriating, or as Saoirse says in Lady Bird, infuriating. It's infuriating.
She does say it like
when,
that. Yeah.
your cute little editors and documentary filmmakers hear the music and they're like, oh, I gotta go. Bye. Thank you. Love you, Mom. And
I
then
know.
All of the little asshole Hollywood elite are just like, oh, you can hold your horses. I'm gonna keep talking.
Yeah.
Because no one's a bigger pushover than the Oscars conductor. They're gonna stop.
It's true.
They're not gonna actually play you off.
No, they'll stop.
It's a threat.
If I was the Oscar conductor, I would just turn up the volume on Julia Roberts.
You should turn. I mean, I think the people in the sound booth should
do
lower
some
the audio on the mic.
Or they should just like, they should just get like the hook.
Yeah. It's such a lie. I don't know.
I agree.
And it preys on the people who actually cherish that more.
And it probably like works so
hard.
And we'll probably get it one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My concluding note is that
Yes.
I really loved Killing of a Sacred Deer. I know people
Yes, that movie was amazing.
I love that movie too.
I
wish just people remembered that it was made.
I saw that movie on your recommendation, Joanna, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was very disturbed, but I loved every minute
That's your flow pro.
What is flow pro?
Florida Project.
Oh, it's my flow pro.
I was like,
That is my flow pro.
Oh, you guys didn't know? That's what big fans call it.
Oh, yeah. What's our flow pro that absolutely didn't get loved? That's a fun game to end on.
That is a fun game.
Let's play it. Mine is Killing of a Sacred Deer.
I don't have one because I physically cannot remember any fucking movies that were not Oscar nominated and Killing of a Sacred Deer, which Joanna just kindly reminded me. So I don't know, man. Everyone deserves whatever. Next.
Everyone deserves whatever.
Yeah.
I love that movie, Their Finest, the one about World War II screenwriter.
Oh, yeah. Can I add some that are not flow pro?
Sure.
Yeah,
I think of my top five favorite movies of the year, only like one or two was nominated.
Okay.
And so to flow pro, I shall add Ingrid Goes West, I thought was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would never get nominated for anything. And I also loved Personal Shopper.
I love Personal Shopper. Yeah. I thought that was the last cycle.
So those are that and more.
Your additional flow pros and okay, sure. Great.
Bobby, Joanna, we love you.
We do.
Love You're welcome.
More than Thank you for having me here. It was
of
fun.
Of course.
We love to have you. Both. Both of you.
At any time.
One of you. Both of you. Just one of you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for listening to DirtCast, and thank you very much to Bobby Finger and Joanna Rothkopf. Our show is produced by Levi Sharp. Majdanim Ofidi is our executive director of audio. Our theme music is by Stuart Wood. The episode was mixed by Jamie Colazzo. If you want to send us a tip or just let us know what you think, hit us up at dirtcast@jezebel.com. And you can find us on Spotify, NPR One, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.